Today's share in the Dershim Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuvches Omer Aleph. We are in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we are going to begin on the very last line of Kuvzayin Omer Beis. We begin with the Ramah, the last line on Kuvzayin Omer Beis with the Ramah. Mishlo Yuchal Lishon Basuka Machmas Shetzarlo. If somebody can't sleep in the Sukkah because it's too narrow, the Pishut Yodav Raglav, he can't go stretch himself out. So in this situation, Lo Mikri Mitzdar, he's not called a Mitzdar, that he's Potter, and he has to sleep there, even though it's difficult for him to do so. Afagav the Tzorach, Lichvof Yodav Raglav, even though he has to bend his body, contort himself to fit into the Sukkah. This brought down even the Trumas Adeshin. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot Nechavov tells us, the derech ha'odom, it is the normal way for a person lefamim lishon kach kofav, to sleep that way, bent over, in a fetal type position. Raya meha the kaimalon shashir sukkah shiva shiva tochim. And we see from here a raya that even the sukkah that is the 7x7 tochim, the minimum size of the sukkah shivavade in odom yochol lishon sham. Person can't easily sleep in a 7x7 tochim area. It's a very small area unless he bends himself. In lo b'kivivas gufo ve'evorav. Unless he bends his body and his limbs. So therefore, obviously, he's not called a mitzvah if he has to do this, because by definition, that is a kosher sukkah for him to sleep in. The issue, footnote number 22, brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, and he says, Sha'afim hu mitzvah b'mitzius, lishon b'mokom tzar, because that, if the bottom line is, he really is a mitzvah. Mikom mokom, tzar zeh noveya mikach sha'sukkah eino ela diras aroy. This isn't something intrinsic that he is feeling suffering from. It's the fact that it's a sukkah, is a dira sarai, by definition, a temporary type of a dwelling. And the Torah says you should sleep in this type of a temporary dwelling. And you're going to have sometimes difficulty sleeping in this. You can't say, therefore, that the person is mitzdai. Mishneh Berurah continues and says, "Lefiza, based upon this, afilum asa osa lechatchila beofen sheruuya lishon shom bepishut. Therefore, even if he made his sukkah originally, then he could stretch out fully, and only afterwards, v'achakach bo ezein, and something came along, shenasa dochuk v'tzar lishkav, that now it is going to be difficult for him to do so, and he won't be able to stretch out. Nevertheless, gamkin mechuyav lishon shom. The person still has an obligation to sleep in that sukkah, even though it's a little bit difficult." Then he brings down the cause of a Sefer Na'arei Shalom. He brings from the Sefer Na'arei Shalom, the Michol Mako Mishu Me'unog, if somebody's a delicate person, V'kimlei Begavei Delididei Hadei Mitztar Lishon Shom Mechvifa, if this person is really a very delicate person and he cannot sleep there bent over, so in Hochanami, in this situation, you are 100% correct. Shepotim Lishon Shom, he would actually put them from sleeping there. V'afa Pikein, even though he's not able to sleep there, Yotzei Dei Chovosu Be'achila, he is able to eat there. We don't say that since he can't sleep there, so it's not good to eat there. No, even though he can't sleep there, he is able to eat there. Why? Kivin Shebish Be'eis Asiya, when he made the sukkah, because technically it could be something that was made to eat and sleep in, and therefore only in this situation where he's now truly mitzdar is he potter from the Shina, but he is still able to eat there. In the Shaar HaTzion Os Mem Aleph, the Chofetz Chaim brings down for the Prima Gadim, Shekosav De'enu Yotzi De'chavosu. And what does that mean? So he says, possibly, Efshah De'rak Hashenukar, he says that he's talking about sleeping in that situation, but not eating. The Da'od, he says, that Na'ar Shalom, V'chein HaPrima God, M'kosu Davar Chodosh, they say an interesting new Chiddush, the Be'ish Kozeh, Imasa Sukkah, L'chadchila, She'enu Yochel Lifshot, Yodav, V'raglov, Enu Yotze, Af V'achila, Kivin Shumitztar, V'sheina. That, according to them, it's possible that you're not even Yotze the Achila, because if you can't sleep there, because it's so difficult, then you can't be Yotze even for the Achila. However, the Chofetz Chaim says, L'ni Ezdat, Imidir Yaran, Lo Mashakin. He says, I disagree with him. That's not what the Ran says. And he quotes the Ran, Dezeh Lashono Gabi Sircha de Gagishta. And he says, in regards to a foul odor that's there. So, Lo Shiyehe Recha Mos Lakol. It's not necessarily that this is a foul odor for everybody. The Hochi Misla Sukkah. Certainly, the Sukkah would be no good in that situation. Kidamrinan Leel Hani Shutze Ushvatzre in Sachachin Bohem, the Kivan Disne Rechayu Shovik Lu Vinofik. Everybody agrees that if it's a bad smell, that nobody could stand it, that that's not a kosher Sukkah. But here, Elohocha, here he's specifically saying that it's only for this person is it bad, and in this situation, it's only referring to this individual that it's a foul odor. And therefore, the Chofetz Chaim says it's mashma, mid-gmora, and from this Ran, The Bachila Yotze, Af de Bishena Enu Yotze Bo Mishum Mitztar. So the Achila is not impacted by this, it's only the sleeping. And again, he says, because since most people would be able to sleep there, it's not considered that that's a non-kosher sukkah, and therefore, Gam Hu Yotze Al Kopon Biachila, he would be Yotze with the Achila. However, the Chofetz Chaim concludes that Tzarech Iyun as to which way is correct. And we're going to Mishnah Berurah, and he says, Apo Gav de Tzarech Lichov Yodav Ragla. Even though you have to bend yourself, contort yourself, you have to sit there. You're not able to stay, or you have to sleep there. Hainu, Atem Ein Lo Eitzo. If he has no alternative, Hech Lifshot Raglo Chutz L'Sukkah, other than stretching his legs outside the sukkah, the poshet raglav chutz l'sukkah l'kul yamo lo mikri mitzdar bekach v'chayv lishosham. That wouldn't make you a mitzdar if your legs are outside the sukkah. That would be considered something that you'd be potter from the sukkah. Be'ach shetzorich lizar shiyah shulchan and gam kein besoch sukkah. As we learned previously, you have to be careful that when you have a table, it has to be in the sukkah so you don't draw your body outside of the sukkah and possibly eat outside of the sukkah, but with your feet outside, it's not the same. With the shulchan, we're concerned that you'll stick your body outside the sukkah to eat at the table. As we already learned, but here that's not a concern. And we continue with the Ramah. The general rule is that you can't say, well, for me, this is a bad thing, it's bothersome, unless it's something that for most people, it is considered something that they're mitzdar. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains, if this wasn't the case, because we say, even though you're personally bothered by this, your personal distress is nullified by the fact that most other people are not bothered by this. Sivkot nuchav tes, im lo shu me'anin yadas, except if you're a very delicate person. Then, in that situation, then your own personal distress is taken into account. V'chol anini hadas, mitztar b'zeh. And if, in general, other people who are delicate would also be bothered by this, so then you could be included in that group. The issue foot number 25 brings down, v'chein le'inyon odem zokein, for an older person, sheish lo dvarim mitzarim oso macham zgilo. It's very difficult for him because of his age to do certain things in the sukkah for a teenager, for a young person, a young adult, it wouldn't be bad. But for an older person, it would be much more difficult. So, Neishal Abrami Bachach writes, Shemisharin Esatzar Lefi B'nei Gilo. Then we look at this for other 80-year-olds. What would be the typical 80-year-old? And not say, well, since the majority of people are not 80 years old, the majority of people aren't mitzvah. No, you look at the same age group and you say, well, the majority of 80-year-olds will be upset by this. And if they are, then this is called something that you're mitzvah about. Ramah continues and he says, Veina mitzdar patur. The mitzdar is not patur, elo im yinotzel atzmo min hatzar. The only time he's patur in the sukkah is by leaving the sukkah, the tzar will go away. Avo b'lavachi, chayiv leishev sukkah, avo gav the mitzdar. But otherwise, if the tzar won't go away by leaving the sukkah, so then he has to stay in the sukkah and be mitzdar there, rather than leave the sukkah and still be mitzdar. And he brings down the name of Mordechai. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Lamed explains, da'atam the mitzdar patur. The whole reason why a person who's mitzdar is in distress is patur is mishum d'cha'ein dira bo'inim, because it has to be like your sukkah has to be like your house. And if you're uncomfortable in a room in the house, it's too hot, too cold, it's too windy, the window's broken, whatever, they know them dar b'mokum tsar, kosh yuchal not so mizem mibeso. So we'd move to another room in your house. If there's a leak in your ceiling, so you'd move to another room. You wouldn't stay in the room that's leaking, so too in the sukkah, hochanami b'sukkah. If you can't stay in the sukkah because of some tsar, so then you leave the sukkah. But if it's cold in the house and you go from one room to the other room, it's just as cold, so then that's not cold, that there's a relief of the tzar, and therefore a mitzar would not be potter in that situation. Siv hey, Mechaber writes, Ovel chayev besukkah, person Nebuch, who's in a state of being an avelus, he's in mourning for one of his seven relatives that you have to sit shiva for, so he is still chayev to eat in the sukkah, sleep in the sukkah during the period of the avelus. The Avo Gav, the Mitzdar, Potim in a sukkah, even though a person who's Mitzdar is Potim in a sukkah, and this person, Nebuch, in the Avelos, is certainly Mitzdar from an emotional point of view, nevertheless, Hanimi Litzara Dmimela, Habolo Machmas a sukkah. The only time that you're Potter because you're Mitzdar from the sukkah is because of the sukkah and not because of your emotional state. Here, you yourself are making yourself uncomfortable emotionally because of the loss that you suffered. So you boil little yasuve daitek yedele kaimis a mitzvah. So you have to figure out a way to make yourself comfortable, have peace of mind, and be mekayim the mitzvah. Then he brings out from the Sefer Tanya, If the person that you lost was so dear to you, but you can't remove this person from your mind, so then pater. In fact, you would be pater. And it's talking here, it brings up in the Magen Avraham, that the even sitting in the sukkah is causing you the pain and suffering because you can't get this person out of your mind. Then he says, Ayin and Sefer Yeshua Yaakov, Shecholik was that. Yeshua Yaakov disagrees with this, Alatanya. He doesn't agree with what the Tanya said. He says, that's not called being mitzdar. Because of the sukkah, that's your emotional state. Because Nebuch, you lost your parent, you lost your close relative. Then he brings down the Prima God, the Mistapik Linyan Onen B'Cholamayit. What happens if you're an Onen on Cholamayit? Person Nebuch who lost his relative, and hasn't yet buried him on Cholamayit, or if you'll be Yontif, or even on Yontif, Kishiros a Likbar Aide Nachri B'Yom Tov Rishon. You can technically bury somebody via Goyim on Yom Tov Rishon, or Aide Yisrael B'Yom Tov Sheni, or even with Jews on Yom Tov Sheni. The Oz Chal Dine Aninus. So Aninus is Chal on the person. So the Prima Godim is asking, are you Mechayiv to sit in the Sukkah or not? Mechayiv Sukkah, Ayin Sham. So go there, look over there. As the Chavetz Chaim says in the Shaar HaTzion, Osman Zayim, the Efshur, the Onen, Lo Potter, Rak Mimitzaseh, B'Shev Yal Tase. The Onen is only not obligated to do positive things. Or B'Sukkah, Yavor B'Kum Vaseh. This is almost like a negative, that you're not fulfilling something. Kishyoch HaKotz L'Sukkah, you need it outside the Sukkah. Albeit in addition, foot number 29 brings down that the Onen would eat without a bracha. Afshu ochel b'kum v'yaseh, even though eating over here is a kum v'yaseh, but he wouldn't make a bracha. Achein yesh lomar shachila b'lo bracha eino ma'isa she'osu b'yatzmo. So, that's not necessarily osu itself. El arach she'chosu lo esa bracha she'lof. Now, you didn't make the bracha before him because you're not supposed to as an Onen. As opposed to achila mechutz l'sukkah, that's nechseves k'maisei iser. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, "Ubesefer b'kuri Yaakov mitzadei shu potter, that the Onen would be potter ayin shah." And the Chavetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion Osu Memches explains the reason that an Onen is normally potter mikol mitzvos mitam osek b'mitzvah potter mikol mitzvos. You're involved with taking care of the mace, so therefore you're potter from the other mitzvos. Va'idesh osek b'mitzvos tirdas kivura ein tzorach lasuk b'mitzvah charis. You're so involved in the burial that you don't have to do other things. V'im kein kol mitzvah shetzorach lasuk ba bein shu b'shev al tase bein shu b'kum asei potter mimen. It doesn't make a difference what the nature of the mitzvah is. You're potter, and therefore l'chei mitilas yadayim potter shetzorach ma'isi li toyot. That's why you don't have to wash your hands. However, he brings down on a Tanis Sibur, Chayv Lasanos, Shazay Ain Tzorach Maisa, because there's no Maisa involved there by not eating. Lachain, Gami Sukkah Potter, therefore, according to the Bikur Yaakov, you'll be Potter from Sukkah, the Hot Tzorach Maisa Lelech Lelech Besukkah. You have to physically go into the Sukkah. And then he brings a right to this from Sif Vav, which we'll learn momentarily. Now we go to Sif Vav. The Mechaber writes, Choson Vishush Binov. The Chosin and his wedding party. Shushbinov is much more than just the friends of the Chosin or the friends of the Kala. They had halachic obligations, financial obligations. We don't really have Shushbinov today. In any event, Chosin v'Shushbinov, the Chobin Echob and all the people of the wedding party, so they are all engaged in the mitzvah of being with Sameach, the Chosin and the Kala, and therefore Peturin min Hasukkah kol Shivas Yimei Mishnah. Therefore, they parted from sitting in the Sukkah all 7 days of Sukkot. Mishnah Berurah explains in Simchat Lamed Beis that Ein Simcha Ela B'Chuppah. The Gemara tells us that there is no Simcha with the Chosin except in the Chuppah, which means the place where the wedding was. And they used to stay there all 7 days. The Chuppah Nikra Mokom Muchel Yeshivas Chosin Lekala. That's what the Rosh brings down from the Gemara in Sukkah, that you have to be in the place where the actual wedding was. And you can't say, well, we'll eat in the sukkah and then we'll go back and be mesameach in the place of the chuppah. Because you really have simcha only in the place of the suuda. And therefore, you have to have both of them by the chuppah. Now, why don't they go and make the sukkah as the place of the chuppah? So the Gemara says, for a number of reasons why they can't do that. Either it's too narrow, and he won't be able to really be with his kala and make her happy there, or because they want to have privacy over there, or because it is not a comfortable place in terms of yichud, because sometimes they'll have to go to the bathroom, and one of the shushbinov will be alone with her, because their sukkahs were made on the rooftops, and they were in public areas. In any event, that is why they're putter from sukkah. Well, Myrish should also have a regal, or call them. Obviously talking about that he got married before Yantar, because we don't, Ma'arv and Simcha B'Simcha, you don't get married on Yantar. So they got married Erev Regel, or before that. They know Sim, Noshim B'Moy, Kedel B'Sim Tov Kuf Mevav. As we'll see, we don't get married in Ma'arv and Simcha B'Simcha, and we don't get married during the Yantar. The issue foot number 31 brings down from the Mogen Avraham, Shem Medino Seinu, Haminuk Shaloli Sa'isha B'Erev Yantiv, Avilu B'Shachris. We have a custom that we don't get married even on Erev Yantiv, on Shachris time. However, but if the extenuating circumstances, no choice, it's not a din, just a minhag, and therefore it would be allowed. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Lamed Gimel. He says that the Shushbinim, as well as the Bechuppah, are potter from the Sukkah, of course, with the Chosin and Kala. The Yesh Mechayvin also, there are others that disagree. And you can see in Sivkat Nunalef in the Shaar HaTzion, this is the Rosh and other Poskim, and they say that the Mechuyev, the Sfir Lahu, because they hold, the Efshal Echol, the Sukkah of the Smoch Bechuppah. They disagree with the idea that we brought down that you can't have separate eating and Simcha. So eating the Sukkah and Bimisamech and the Chuppah and the base Mishnah and the wedding hall, they say, no, there's certainly no problem in doing that. And therefore, Ve'al Kain Hiskimu Ho'achronim. Therefore, many of the Achronim, you can see this in Shaar HaTzion, Ostman Beis, Del Yerabba, Derech HaChaim, and also looking at the Shaar Yitzhuva, he says that many of these Achronim agreed, Deroi L'chosin L'hachmer L'atzmo, V'leishi L'sukkah V'lo L'varach, that the Achosin should go and sit in the Sukkah to eat there, but he should make a bracha. And likewise, Zechein HaShushbinin, Kisha Ochlin, Eitzel Achosin, U'mesamchen Oso, B'soch Shiva Simei HaMishta, V'yoshin Mishon B'sukkah, Ein Tzrichim L'varach. And even the Shushbinim don't have to make a bracha. Albeit Tirshu footnote number 32 brings down that while the Chosin shouldn't make the bracha, the Shushbinim, if they wish to, are allowed to make the bracha, but it's just not Tzrichim to make the bracha. Why should there be such a distinction? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal explains, Shachosin atzmo mitztayer besukkah. He's physically in distress in the sukkah, and therefore, lefikach ein yochel levarach. He can't make it because of mitztayer is potim in the sukkah, and he can't make the bracha. As opposed to the Shushbinim, they're not mitztayer. And therefore, became a kishfar nimsoim yo sukkah, since they're already sitting in the sukkah, if they wish to, they can make the bracha. Then, in the second paragraph, he adds a very important point, which I alluded to before. Obizmanenu, nowadays, she'en achasen ol chabuchopa, nobody stays in the wedding hall all 7 days. And therefore, everybody goes to their house, or they go to their friend's house, or they go to wherever they're going, but nobody stays in the wedding hall. So Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down, she'en shayochim hatamim hamuvoyim b'shaar HaTzion, in Sivkot Nun, the Potro Misukkah. Nowadays, none of this is in extent to pater the person from Sukkah. Shari Yochel Lechol B'Sukkah, Kishem Shari Yochel B'Beso. Just like he wants to go and eat someplace else, he would eat someplace else, so let him go eat in the Sukkah. So, therefore, Alkein Yeshev B'Sukkah V'Yivarach. Nowadays, the Chosin and certainly all of the Shpinim go sit in the Sukkah and they do make the Bracha. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Usudas bris mila v'chein hasuda shochlem etzal yoledes." You have the sudas bris mila and the meal that they would eat by yoledes, chayav mesukah. These he brings down the name of the marik. They do have to be eaten in the sukkah. Mishabura says in Sivkot Lamedalit, "Haynu afilu im tsar lehem amokum l'shevisham." The sukkah is a small sukkah and they have a lot of people, so nevertheless it'll be difficult. V'yevshalem l'smach shom kokach. They won't be able to have the same normal joyous happiness and celebration there. So you'll have a smaller crowd and they should come to the sukkah. The Alpha God, the Sudas Mitzvah, one could argue, well, it's Sudas Mitzvah, so maybe that would allow you to have it inside in a hall rather than having to go into the sukkah. It is a Sudas Mitzvah, nevertheless, it's different than a Sudas Chosin. She Mitzvah Gindola, that's a separate mitzvah to have the Sudah, the Sameach Chosin Lekala, the Nikri Sudas Mitzvah, B'chol Mokum, wherever it is, that's a Sudas Mitzvah. As opposed to here by the Bris Mila, Avos there ain't no mitzvah kokach. It's not such a big mitzvah. And therefore, Vibkein, Dailahem, Biasura, Noshim, it's enough to have just the minion there, and that would be fine. It brings down the name of the Mogen Avram. The issue footnote number 33 brings down, V'chein le'inyan, Achilles Besudas Bris, B'yom Shishi, Kishimishar, Shimishum Kach Lo Yuchal, Lecho Sudas Lel Shabbos L'Teyobot. Likewise, if you have a Bris on a Friday, and you're a type of a person, and if you eat a big meal at the Bris Mila, then you're not going to be able to eat Shabbos L'Teyavon, so he brings down the Bir Halacha in Simon Reish Mem Tes, Sh'olav Limon Ami Lechol Bo, so then don't eat the Bris Mila, even though it's a mitzvah, but if it's going to ruin your covered Shabbos, so then don't do it. Kim Shachila B'Sudas Bris, Ein El Chiyav El Rak Mitzvah Yabba, it's a mitzvah, but not at the expense of ruining your Shabbos. Mishabur continues, says, Mikol Mokom B'Shmini Yatzeres, on Shmini Yatzeres in Rosim Yichon Lechol B'Bayis B'Sudas Bris Mila. On Shmini Yatzeres, which we'll learn, we're no ache to eat in the sukkah, but it's not the same level of mitzvah, so then you could have the bris milah suda in the house. He brings down the El Yerabba and the Derech HaChaim. With this, we conclude today's shiur.